Guess what season this is? On this week, starting with right now on Monday, November the 25th, this is Thanksgiving week. We're going to talk about it just a little bit, and you don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. Welcome to All Things Apostolic. We're glad you're with us today, and we're glad you stopped by. Hope you come by every week and be with us. This is Monday, November the 25th, and guess what week this is? You got it. This is Thanksgiving week. And Thanksgiving is something that we all need to know a whole lot about, because an attitude of thanksgiving does everything to change a person's day. You get up in the morning and you're grouchy, and you feel like everybody does you wrong, and why doesn't God give me more, and what's wrong with life if you don't believe in God? How come fate's against me? And you think you have a fated future instead of a preferred future where you have choices and where you can be a causal force in changing your own future. So all of this has to do with Thanksgiving. I'll just give you a little word here for mental health. How's that? Mental and spiritual and emotional health. Get up every morning and recount three or four things that you're thankful for. And thank God for them. Hey, you guys that don't believe in God, thank God for them anyway. You need to understand that there's sources which good things come from. And the Bible says, and James, the brother of Jesus, wrote and said, every good and perfect gift cometh down from above. That includes life, and that includes good government where there's liberty, and freedom of religion, and freedom of speech, and so forth, where the individual is counted as more important than the state. And until the coming of the Magna Carta with England, which came actually in the 1100s, but it never became governmental forms until our days, 1776, when people begin to realize this is the first governments in the history of the world where the individual takes precedence over the state. So if you're going to cross the street and a state car runs into you and hits you, you have the advantage in court, because that is if you survive, because the right of way goes to the pedestrian. So there's many, many more serious, perhaps, manifestations of this. And so where does this value of the individual come from? Well, first of all, you need to be thanksgiving. You need to be thankful and giving thanks for the fact that that people have such a revelation. And Jesus is actually the source that started changing the idea. There was awareness of this coming with ancient Grecian government, but it never came to popular forms like it has in our day. There were awakenings of this in governmental forms in Rome. And then the Magna Carta of England was a earthquake to the history of the world. And today the idea of a democracy or a democratic republic is that the people, this is we, the people. So we need to be thankful. We have no idea of the oppression that people lived under because we've never lived there. And you can't read history books and really know history. The history that you read is somebody's view of that from maybe hundreds of years later. Better than nothing, I guess, I think. Because they can give you some accounts of battles and systems and so forth, but certainly far less than perfect. So today, in our little span of time that we're living, We need to be thankful. And so this is Thanksgiving week. It's also a week known of being with our family and friends. It's a time when we stop for reflection on all the good things that we have. Whatever you think the source of them are, there's still a lot of good things. Life is a gift. You didn't have any choice about having life. It's a benevolent gift. It's a gracious gift that has been given to you. You don't believe in God? Okay, nature gave you a gift that you had nothing to do with, but which is precious. I mean, without life, nothing has meaning. And so the gift of life that comes from God, who is the source of life, and life emerges from him, from eternity. Life is always going out from him. And in his creative power, he puts life within us. God made man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of God, the breath of life, the wind that starts the pattern for breathing. So all of these things, that's pretty basic. That's as organic as you can get, is that the gift that God has given us of life. But the old lady that used to get up and testify in church back when they had testimony services, sometimes we still do, not often, but we do have them. And the old lady used to get up and say, "I thank God he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way." That's a pretty good everyday Thanksgiving praise to give to God. Another thing about waking up in the morning is the Bible actually gives us this advice. This is counsel. This is therapeutic counseling from the Bible. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Gate is coming in. Court is the first thing you meet. The courtyard, the first thing you meet after you get in. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. So all of this is about life. We come into church, we sit there like a cabbage head. We expect somebody just to give us a little lecture and give a little offering and go home. We're missing the whole thing. There's a reason why church services start with music and songs, because it's an accommodation to the constitution of the human being, how we're made up. And so we enter things. Sometimes we come into things abruptly, but usually to come into them abruptly is ruffling, is a little bit disconcerting, even if it's somebody playing a practical joke. The fun part of the joke is that it shakes us up, scares us, or surprises us, or whatever. So we come into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. It's an incremental movement towards climactic moments in which we receive revelation and strength and nurture from God's word, from the fellowship of God's people, from all of the diverse forms of worship that go on in a particular service. All of these things contribute together that lead us to the highest possible attaining of help and praise in that service. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving. We need to be giving thanks today. We need to be praising God today. Now, here at home, this is also the week of Momentum that just passed. Momentum was Thursday night, Friday morning, and Friday night. And this is a youth conference that's held right here, where hundreds and hundreds of young people have gathered and are here and are dead serious about worshiping God and living for God. It's an exciting thing. And last Thursday, the first night, Pastor Jonathan Sanders preached If you can find it on the internet, you need to find it. It was an incredibly excellent, challenging message to young people in this day in which there's so much jetsam and flotsam, little aquatic terms there. Well, I guess it could be in the wind too, jetsam and flotsam. But anyway, a world that's got all kinds of stuff and impediments to trip young people up. There's always been things, but now they're all so accessible on this right here, right out of their pocket is some of the most horrid, terrible, addictive, nasty, devastating, destructive things that could possibly be in the world. Some of the worst things in the world are on there. Might be able to say all of the worst things in the world are on. And so they have all of this to navigate. Now, then Friday morning was Jordan Copeland, and Friday night, Todd Nichols. What a lineup. And a great crowd of people that are worshiping God, young people. Hey, listen, don't worry. All the young people are not going to backslide. Now, I know there's a lot of churches and a lot of pastors that are not even preaching separation from the world, which is one of the key ingredients to great revival. All these doctrines have a symbiotic relationship. Everything affects everything. And when you leave something out, it fragments. And after a while, there's a rip and a tear. And after a while, the thing is shabby, spiritually shabby. And then after a while, it's worse than that. So I know that's happening in a lot of places and a lot of churches. But there are young people who, I mean, there's not just a few. There's tens of thousands of young people who are countercultural in a good way. And they are countercultural to a cultural that is declining and that is cratering. So this is to see all these young people come together, brilliant young people, everybody from high school to college students, some of them junior high, and some of them young adults, married even. So this is a great day. If you're not acquainted with this, you need to put Momentum on your calendar, put Peak on your calendar, another great meeting in July in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You get your young people there. Get your own kids there and expose them to the right things. Expose them to the right things. I often think in this context of my father-in-law who raised, what did he have in his family? Six girls and one boy. And all of them received the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, and all of them were involved in ministry most of their lives, till they got retired or whatever. And one of the ways that he did that, he was just a working man. He had a little business. He did dirt work with a backhoe and truck and so forth. But he always made it a practice. First of all, they had station wagons. Now we call them SUVs. And he always had a big, nice one. He always made sure whatever else he did or didn't have, he always had that nice station wagon that he could put all the kids in. And he and my mother-in-law would take them to every conference. If there was a conference somewhere, a youth conference somewhere, a camp meeting somewhere, they were there. And it didn't matter if they were traveling across America, a general conference or regional conferences, they were there and those kids were there. And so the church ended up helping them raise those children until every single one of them were leaders and their spouses were leaders. They were, it was a powerful example of a great family because they accessed these things that were provided for them. So anyway, Momentum, it's sponsored here at the Rock Church, but actually, I don't have anything to do with it except enjoy it and help entertain people and let people stay at my house, my wife and I. And And really, Pastor Young doesn't have anything to do with it. This is all 100% done by the youth department and youth pastor Boston Young and Haley Young, his wife. They're the ones that organize all of this. There's a tremendous youth team and adults, too, that help many hours to put everything together. These people are excited about the kingdom of God. And why shouldn't we be? Why shouldn't we be? So this is a great day. This is a day to be thankful. This is a day to praise God. This is a day to recognize and take advantage of the help that we need. There's many places that I would not agree with Hillary Clinton, but one place I do agree with Hillary Clinton is it does take a village to raise a child. And all of us have children. We need one another. We need the togetherness of meetings. And ironically, the name of the theme statement phrase of Momentum was the place of meeting, the place of meeting. And so when you look in the Bible and you find places of meeting, it's an intriguing subject. I've been doing a little bit of that as a result of the name of the meeting. And so these meetings are important for our children's lives. I encourage you to get up. Don't be lazy. Don't think that, oh, well, they'll be fine without them. No, there's impacts that are made. There can be a 60-second moment in the right environment. Meetings create environments. And these meetings that create positive environments are the environments are where things happen. It's where attitudes and emotions and spirits are adjusted to a certain place and aligned to where God can positively impact people and empower them in ways that nobody around them even saw the potential that they had. And so these are important things. I encourage you, especially if you're a parent of a child that you're wanting to live for God, you need to get those kids into the right meetings, meetings where the Holy Ghost is moving. Meetings where spiritual things are happening. So anyway, God bless you. You have a great Thanksgiving.